Roger Law is a Chinese economist based in the US city of Philadelphia. Like many Chinese expatriates, he tries to visit his homeland at least once a year. But now, he's having second thoughts.
You know, we typically go to China from 2001 all the way to 2007, every year. So every year we go to China for the whole family. Myself, my wife, two kids. So we spend 3 weeks in China. At the beginning, we spent about $12,000 for 3 weeks. And the last one, we spent $225,000 just in the 3 weeks. I'm telling my wife, I say, well, with that amount of money, you can go to any place to enjoy. Why always go back to China?
Roger's been living in the US for 20 years. As an economist, he keeps an eagle eye on the exchange rates.
I came to the United States in 1991. Back then, the exchange rate was US dollar versus 8.2305. So it's very high exchange rate. Today we are looking at 1 versus 6.5 or 4, you know. So it's roughly, you know, 20% devaluation of the US dollars relative to the Chinese.
The increasing expense of traveling to China has persuaded Roger to make more family trips at home.
The inflation is a factor, and this year, you know, we think it's a lot cheaper to travel in the United States because we've been here. When the kids grown up, we feel it's more important for us to involve in the US more because we are citizens now.
Other Chinese Americans seem to be thinking the same way. Figures from the China National Tourist Office show the number of US citizens visiting relatives and friends in China has dropped almost every year from over 20,000 in 2006 to just over 2,000 last year. On the other hand, the stronger yuan is making it cheaper for Chinese to travel abroad. Joan Yang is a Chinese-American working for the German company Siemens in Philadelphia. She used to enjoy cheap prices when visiting China. Now it's a different story.
There are many times my friends come over here in China to visiting us. I hosted the shopping spree in New York City. They were like, wow, it's so cheap. So they get so many bags and everything else. So it's upside down, right?
The U.S. Travel Association suggests this trend will continue. It says the number of Chinese visitors to the U.S. in 2013 is expected to be over 60% more than in 2008. For CRI, I'm Dominic Swire.